And now the story of a string quartet, a subway thief, and a priceless violin that went solo on the New York City subway system.
My violin definitely took a curious journey.
That's avant-garde violinist Tom Chu. His story begins and ends underground. Chu, who you hear playing here, was returning home from a gig a couple of weeks ago with his string ensemble, the Flux Quartet.
We finished the performance. It was pouring rain that night, and then when I did get down to the subway, it was even more humid and hot. And it was past midnight, and I dozed off.
And slept pretty soundly, apparently. He had with him his violin, a laptop,
and a backpack, and an umbrella.
So you wake up,
and only my umbrella was there.
To understand what happened next, you have to know what Tom Chu lost in a flash. He lost a 13-year intimate connection with his instrument. When Stefano Scarampella handcrafted the violin nearly a century ago, he created an instrument with a balanced tone, beautiful curves, and Chu says a royal back. These days, Scarampella violins can cost up to $100,000, but Chu says the monetary value doesn't compare to his relationship with the violin he's played for most of his adult life.
You know, it sings to me, like, obviously in a way that no other instrument does. It takes time. It takes a long time for a violinist to develop that bond with an instrument.
So what did Chu think when he woke up with only his umbrella?
I think my first thought was no thought at all. I was just completely mentally frozen. I don't even know how to describe it in words. It's definitely, I think, the closest personification to a nightmare that I really wanted to wake up from.
This is one of the pieces Tom Chu played with the Flux Quartet the night his violin disappeared. Over the next 6 days, he played a backup violin and contemplated life without his Scarampella. He alerted musical antique dealers to be on the lookout and prayed his thief would keep the violin safe. Then, on Tuesday, the phone rang. A voice said,
"Are you missing an item?" I think that was what it was. "Are you missing an item?"
It was a transit official in Coney Island. The violin had apparently changed trains and gone as far south as it could go underground. But its journey remains a mystery.
It was brought in anonymously. So I still don't know who, when, and how it was brought in.
Just before midnight, Chu rushed down to the Coney Island station to reclaim it from the late shift subway workers.
My wife and I were so joyous, and I guess our joy must have spread to them. And I gave a little impromptu performance.
What did you play?
There were some requests for Vivaldi, so I played a little Vivaldi.
Then, perhaps in a nod to his brush with disorganized crime, Tom Chu played the theme from The Godfather. Maybe, in the end, a Scarampella is like an old mobster. There's only one real way to prevent its escape.
Well, my colleague said the violin should be handcuffed to me.
Nonetheless, Tom Chu did take the subway to our New York bureau for this chat, violin in hand and no shackles in sight. By the way, Chu's laptop computer remains at large. Well, Tom Chu, congratulations on being reunited with your beloved violin.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to thank everyone who helped me along the way.